2 Timothy 1:6. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. A fire that has few logs burns briefly. And likewise, a Christian without serious scripture study fades quickly. A fire that has little fuel warms no one. And a Christian that has little meditation on the Word of God impacts no one. A fire that has no source has no light. A Christian that has no source has no light. A fire with no oxygen is no fire. A Christian with no Christ is no Christian. Life without passion is really an oxymoron. Passion, desire, and purpose are the components and the characteristics of life. Think about it. If a person lacks passion, desire, and purpose, then they might as well be dead. They're a walking dead person. This type of person produces as much as a corpse. God instills within every Christian gifts, purpose, desire, calling, and ministry. No Christian is exempt from this. Now think about it. It only makes sense. If you come to the life, John 14:6, you are going to have characteristics that come with knowing life. However, for many believers, these aspects of true life are laying dormant. They have passion potential, and they have all this potential of a volcano, but they live in a dormant state of deadness. And Paul's point in 2 Timothy is to remind Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. He tells Timothy to ignite the coals, to blow on the embers that Christ has put in him, that are within his soul, so that he can use it to share the gospel. Timothy has so much potential to impact others. He just needs to keep and ignite this fire into a blazing passion for God's glory. Now here's the point of this. Here's why you're listening to this. Here's why I'm talking to you. It's for this reason. Passion is only as good as its petroleum. Passion does not rely on feelings. It relies on the Word of God. Passion is only as good as petroleum, meaning it's only as good as its source, its fuel. If the fuel of a fire is bad fuel, if it fails, then the flame fails. If there's no wood for the furnace is useless. Oh, it may look nice in the living room, but if you think about it, it's really useless. A fireplace without fire or firewood is missing the very purpose that it was created for. There's so many Christians that may even be theologically sound. They may know all the stuff, but they're dead. They're walking dead theological people. They have no fuel because they do not delight in the Word of God. They may know it, but they don't delight in it. They don't fan the flame of God. They simply fan the flame of themselves. However, if a person's fuel, the Word of God, is explosive, dynamite, the fire is extensive. So here's the question. Are you a dormant volcano? Are you just a smoldering coal? Fan into flame the gift God has given you. Your calling, your purpose, your desire. Pour fuel on the fire before it's extinguished. And you may ask, how do I find the desire of my life? The fuel. How do I fuel this passion? How do I even know what my passion is that God's given me? Here's the answer. You ready? Delight yourself in the law of the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Let me read that again. That's important. It's crucial. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. That's Psalms 37, 3 through 6. Delight yourself. Find your enjoyment, your purpose, and just reading and knowing and studying the Scripture, the law of the Lord. And He will give you the desires of your heart. He will put passions within you and fan the flame. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. The logs of the holy fire are the wood of the Word. I challenge you, fan into flame the gift of God. Use Scripture to be your fuel daily on a regular basis to find your delight, your enjoyment, your passion, your desire, your everything in God's Word. You find your eternal source of passion and your purpose in life from the Scriptures. Psalms 37, 6 through 7 says this, "Delight yourself in the law of the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Did you hear that? Delight yourself in the law of the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. The logs of a holy fire is the wood of the Word. The logs of the holy fire is the wood of the Word. I challenge you, fan to flame the gift of God by searching, studying, meditating, and believing the Scripture on a daily basis.